Fuck you, Ninja Gaiden. This is the episode we talk about Ninja Gaiden here on It's So Bad. Hello, and welcome. Dan and Rick, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Very well.
Very well.
Very well. What's... I certainly have nothing to complain about.
Okay. Dan, this is
your... Give a shit. Does anybody want to listen to the things I have to complain about? Because I'm sure it wouldn't be good radio. Depends what you're looking
going
for,
going down the wrong path.
Dan, what number... What number podcast are we on here with you?
Three.
You're three.
This is three.
WWE No Mercy?
No Mercy and GoldenEye.
And GoldenEye. So this is number three. And for you, what number is it?
One, two, three. I think there's something missing up there, but...
Right? There is, because we did okay. The topic episodes. Okay, we did two of those.
Oh, okay, so is this my fifth or sixth?
This is your fifth, I think.
Okay.
My favorite Rick episode.
Wait, did I miss Legend of Zelda? No, I was here for Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, you're here.
Zelda, Metroid, Contra, and then those two.
Yeah.
So this would be my sixth, yes.
Sweet. He's the sixth club. You're the number one overall.
Yes.
In the rankings of the guests.
I'm very happy that I am number one.
Very good. And what was your favorite episode, Dan, with Rick?
Oh, my favorite Rick episode had to be the Nintendo Switch catalog, without a doubt. That was real good listening.
That was freeform. That was Rick freeform.
Yep, absolutely. Good. Absolutely. Questioning Kirby's gender will live in my brain for the rest of my life.
Very good. And just so people out there. So this show has actually gotten kind of popular. I think it's been growing.
Yeah.
The audience actually has been growing a lot, which is great. But
from
one of
two
the,
to four.
Yeah. It went from, well, it's gone from like, it started off, we had like 10 people and that was probably our friends. Then it went to like 24, the next one. And then it went to like 48, the next one. And now it's like the last one did almost 200 listens, which is whatever, you know, yeah. We're growing.
No, there's no excuse there. It's not just friends and family at that point.
But with that, I've been posting it to a lot of different social media, the actual podcast, and you get comments. Like, I get comments from people who listen and who are commenting on the rankings, especially. And
who their favorite co-hosts are, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, we're not there yet. But one of the things they were talking about is they're questioning the list. They're like, oh, of course, a top nine list that has It's So Bad in the title has like six NES games. And I'm like, I have to explain to people that we add a game every time. This isn't just a set in stone top 10 list. So this is what the podcast is about. It's about us creating a list of what we think is the list of games, best games, not best games, etc. And we're adding new games continuously. So this week we'll talk about the game Ninja Gaiden.
Yes.
And Dan, what's your experience?
Just, you know, not to cut you off, but...
Okay, we can go back.
What are these people... What are they looking for? You know, what do you want this list to consist of? Sorry that the biggest video game company ever...
I would like to see these comments.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's fight them. Let's...
No.
Yeah, no, some kid in his room...
I want to respond back to them.
Right.
I want access to that.
Okay, so what are you looking for? What will make you listen again?
Yeah.
You know?
What's up with that?
Like,
what do you want? I'm sorry. So we have Legend of Zelda. Do you guys think Cuphead is better than Legend of Zelda or Metroid?
Hell no.
No, hell they're not. And there are people who are like, well, Super Metroid should be higher. And I'm like, yo, we'll get there. We'll right. do that episode.
It's a slow build.
It's a slow build. We're gonna. I want this list. So my goal at the end of the day in thinking about this is I saw, I think Polygon or Kotaku had a list of top 500 video games, and I want this list to be bigger than 500 at the end of the day.
Well, not today.
No,
big dreams.
Not today. But no. When this podcast is all said and done, I want it to be 501 games.
Yeah, we'll be old, man.
Shit.
We'll be like in our 40s.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. 26 episodes a year, so.
Oh my God.
We do every 2 weeks is when this podcast comes out. So
what big dreams.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah, well, we're already up to this. We're recording right now episode number 13. So we've done quite a few. But yes, we are talking about Ninja Gaiden here. Can you guys, I guess, Rick, tell me about, do you remember your first experience of this game?
My first?
Yes.
My first experience. It's definitely a young boy.
A young Rick, if you will.
Yes, 6, 7 maybe. I don't know. But played it. I played it a lot.
Did you own it?
I think I'm actually pretty positive I did own it. I owned part 1, 2, and 3. I think I rented a bunch of times. Definitely rented 3 a bunch of times. But part 1, I owned, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I just remember playing it a lot. It's quick, very fast paced. You might die a lot,
right,
especially in the later stages, but you just keep going. The amazing thing about this game, compared to a lot of games of its era, is it had unlimited continues.
Yeah.
So that was great, because you could legit just keep playing until you figured out the pad and got a little better.
Kept you with it.
Move forward. But like, if it had like 3 continues and out, that'd be... The game was already frustrating. That would have been the killer. I don't think the game would be as popular if it didn't have that feature.
Guess which one of those games of the 3 doesn't have continues?
Doesn't have any continues?
Yeah, it as well as 3 continues, limited number of continues.
Oh, really? Oh, part 3?
Yeah. So part 3 is, and one of the reasons why it wasn't so popular, as you alluded to, was because it had 3 continue limit. The Ship of Doom, I believe, is what the third one is called. It's a really weird name.
I actually enjoyed playing it. I remember the, you know how you have the sword in part 1, and it's a little dinky sword?
Yeah.
In part 3, you could get a power-up where you have like a huge slash. It was awesome.
Yeah, like Shinobi style?
Yeah, something like that.
Or Strider. What's your experience with the game?
Dan, my experience with the game is more or less, you know, playing it recently.
Yeah,
I don't remember my first time playing it. I don't even remember playing it as a little kid, but now it's you know, it's one of those easy to go to, no stress playthrough games. Yeah. And
I think we talked about that a week or two ago. It's something you can just like go to it, just, you know, fire it up, bang it out.
Play, you know, for what you're doing.
Hour and, you know,
right.
What, you might get to level 2, you might get to level 5. And
it's easy to pop in and out of. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of replayability, you know?
Yeah. I think I didn't own this game, but I definitely had it, rented it. And I remember I rented it a lot because I think I saw it in The Wizard. I remember going to see movie. Because they play the shit out of that game in The Wizard reason.
Yeah, and then what's it? The guy's at the thing. He's like, "You have to beat Ninja Gaiden."
Yes, exactly.
What a great, great movie. Oh, my God.
But he even plays it before that. He plays it in in Vegas, and he plays it in a diner. He plays it 3 times in that movie. So they were promoting the shit out of this game. It was actually featured in Nintendo Power twice. Featured, not like just sections, 2 months in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nintendo expected this game when it came out, which was in 1989 in the North America.
Right.
They expected this game to be the top third-party seller for the year. I think that was the same year that Mega Man 2 came out.
Was it?
So, Mega Man 2 came out in 1989 in June. So, this game came out in March, and then in June, Mega Man 2 came out.
I know it came out in 89 here, but I think it might have came out in 87 Japan. It was one of those games. Was it 88?
Yeah, this game only took 3 months to localize. So, and at this time, it usually took like a year, but this game came out in December of 88 and then March of 89.
Isn't it funny that games back in the day, they had to be localized and it would take months or years?
And they would be terrible. We've talked about this before on the podcast.
Worldwide. It comes out the same day. I'm like...
No, that's not necessarily true.
Why did it take so long back then? Like, what happened?
I just don't think they had the resources. And also, it's not necessarily true of here because it took a year and a half for Dragon Quest XI to come out here. From Japan.
That's true.
And then like Yakuza 0, which just came out, which is super popular, took a year to come out because there's just so much dialogue now. I think it takes a long time for them to go through it all and edit it, especially in RPGs.
I don't see why it should take that long. Like, if I have a document and I select all and I like want to change to a different language, it'll like do it.
Yeah, but it takes a lot. You don't... Yeah, but it takes a lot, a lot more.
Is now.
Especially with Japanese to English. It takes a lot of, like, you need to think about what this means in context.
Right, right, yeah. Because a lot of bad translations back in the day.
Well, the thing is, with characters, the way they're written, they could have three different meanings in Japanese. So you have to look at the context of a sentence and be like, Sally blank this, and be like, and figure Sally out... What?
Sally blank this?
Whee! So there's like, I can't think of a particular example right now, but there are words that mean the exact same thing.
Hong Kong 99? Oh, what's that? The one that ABGN plays there?
Yeah, Hong Kong.
When they have all the bad translation in there.
So it's difficult to localize, especially Japanese to English.
Right, yeah.
And if there's, and that's why in Japan, there was like a million RPGs came out on the NES, but we only got like a handful here. Because they loved RPGs, and also it took a lot of effort to localize it. So yeah, this game came out relatively soon, quickly. It was known as Legend of the Dragon Sword in Japan. It's not known as Ninja Gaiden. Yep. That's actually, Ninja Gaiden was the prototype name, or their like initial project name, and they kept it for the U.S. release.
Because it's a badass name.
Yeah, that's definitely get that U.S. early 90s appeal.
I was talking to my wife about this the other night. I'm like, I'm not sure if this game caused the craze or just took advantage of it.
Oh, the ninja craze?
That era, there was a ninja craze.
No, they made this.
I mean, I'm sure we were all ninjas at one point in Halloween. I was a ninja for like 3 years in a row.
Kindergarten, I was a ninja.
Karate Kid, you know? Yeah. I was a Karate Kid and a ninja for Halloween, different years.
I was definitely a ninja 1 year. Kindergarten.
I was a ninja.
And the year before that, I was Super Mario. It was great. I have a costume from growing up when I was like 5 years old, where I was Super Mario, and my dad made out of cardboard a mushroom that looked really good, and put a paint stick on the back of it to keep it straight.
Attaboy. Look at him! What a resourceful man.
Yeah. So definitely
still have the mushroom too.
No, I don't have it. It was made out of crepe paper or craft paper or whatever it is.
Construction paper?
Yes, construction paper. it was Mario the year before that. But anyways, yeah, Ninja Craze. This game was actually created in response to the Ninja Craze that was happening here in the U.S.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were already a thing at that point.
Yes.
They caused the whole thing.
Yeah.
But did you know that in Europe, for some reason, ninja, the word, was taboo in the 80s? So they couldn't call anything ninjas? So they called this game Shadow Warriors in Europe.
Okay.
And even Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles in the 80s.
What?
Yeah.
A bunch of dickheads over there.
So there were like some censorship laws where they were like, this... So
what's wrong with the word ninja? Why is ninja still blacklisted over there?
I don't know. I think they're called Ninja Turtles over there, so they must have changed it. But
fucking right.
Back then, they couldn't call it. There was like a taboo word to say ninja.
Gives a shit.
Yeah.
It was weird. So this game is made by Tecmo, who obviously...
The football game.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl. They also did Double Dragon. So Double Dragon and Double Dragon 2.
Oh, legendary.
And Renegade.
I love me some Double Dragon.
They did also the Kunio Kun games, so River City Ransom and Super Dodgeball and those games. Mm. Tecmo did those. Directed by Hideo Yoshizawa, who also directed... I don't know if you guys have ever played Mighty Bomb Jack.
Don't believe so.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I like the game. It's difficult. It's old, though. It's like from 85, 86.
Do you own it?
I do.
Wow. For what? Nintendo?
Yeah, Nintendo. He did Mr. Driller, which was a sequel to Dig Dug.
Dig Dug, yes.
But Mr. Driller was like a weird-ass Wii game that he made, and it was actually supposedly pretty good.
It was a sequel to Dig Dug?
Yeah.
30 years later?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, right?
You guys still had some fuel in the tank.
I've been meaning to put this out.
It's like they put out a million Pac-Man games, so they're like, I might as well get on the Dig Dug bandwagon. But also Klonoa, I don't know if you, have you heard of the game Klonoa?
I've heard of it, yeah. I've never played it.
He made that game as well. So he made a couple games.
A broad aspect of games.
Yeah, I know. So
I thought he was just a ninja guy, but...
So why we're talking about this on the list was because this game was super popular back in the day, mm-hmm. Consistently featured on the top Nintendo games list on Nintendo Power for like a couple months. I mentioned that it had two features in Nintendo Power. It was named Electronic Gaming Monthly's EGM magazine, their best NES game of the year when it came out in 1989, and it was competing against Mega Man 2 and a bunch of other games. So this game is pretty well regarded. It sold, as I said, pretty well as well. Came out in 89, just to put that in context, 2 years before Castlevania came out in 87. This game is heavily influenced by Castlevania. And that came out 2 years before. Adventure Island came out in 88. Super Mario Bros. 2 came out in October of 88. In November, they had Blaster Master. In December, they had Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest of 88. And then in April of 89, or March of 89, is when this game came out. So just to kind of put that sequence of games in perspective, this game also came out before Mega Man 2, as I said, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 as well. So this game is even earlier than that. It's kind of like in the, I want to say, second wave of action-adventure games, because Mega Man came out and Castlevania came out, mm-hmm. and then this game hit with those game sequels. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the second wave of Nintendo games. It's a little bit more advanced than Mega Man 2 or Castlevania, but it's still in that area. So Tecmo, as I mentioned, they made a whole bunch of games. They developed this as a beat-em-up initially, an arcade beat-em-up. I don't know if have you guys ever seen the beat-em-up version, the arcade game of Ninja Gaiden?
Without no sword?
No, it has a sword. It's a beat-em-up, though. It's just you walk up and down, and it's like Streets of Rage.
Huh. You know what? I don't think I have seen that.
Have you ever seen that, Dan?
No.
Okay. I thought it was interesting, though.
No, Mike, I have not seen that version. So can you tell me some more about it?
So I thought it was interesting that...
have you seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it at fun.
Laugh at me.
If you've never seen it, and we've never seen it, how do we know it exists?
It's like Bigfoot.
There's a meme of it. There's a board out there. So that when this game came out, what they were heavily influenced by was Super Mario Brothers and Castlevania. If you look at the top of the screen for Ninja Gaiden with the health bar and the boss bar and all the shit, spiritual power meter, whatever it is, it looks exactly like Castlevania.
Yeah, yeah.
It might play a little bit faster than it, but it's like straight up. Yeah, but it's straight up Castlevania.
Back then, I mean, a lot of games were like that. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to...
But it even has, like, the sine wave enemies. So the Medusa heads that go up and down.
These enemies have a little bit better AI. Like, the Medusa heads would just come. You could actually figure... That pattern's actually pretty simple. You can figure it out.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
But these birds in this game...
They don't seem
there's no... I mean, it's a lot more of a pattern.
First time we're going to say this, but... Fuck those birds. This will be said many birds. Times. And there's two different versions of the birds, yeah. too. Fuck the birds.
What white kind? Bird, an eagle. There's wow. It looks like a falcon, maybe an eagle.
Yeah, there's like a dove. A snow eagle or something. Snow eagle, yeah.
Wow. I would have said like a crow for, you know.
There's a bat. The bat does the sine wave.
Yeah, like. The bat does
and that. That's got a bad rap, dude.
Yeah.
They eat bugs and, you know.
They're all right.
Yeah. I got no beef with bats. Yeah. You know, better than crows and seagulls and shit.
Yeah, fuck those seagulls.
I like eagles, though. You know, the bald eagle.
Yeah. Have you
gorgeous bird.
Have you seen one before?
My favorite eagle is the American
Excuse
eagle.
Excuse me?
Have you seen one before?
Yeah, I actually, the first time I saw one, I saw three.
Whoa.
At the same fucking time.
Where?
Lake Champlain.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a wonder to see.
I didn't realize they had them up there. I went to school up there.
Yeah, what the fuck? You never saw an eagle while you were
no.
a bit, no?
No. What about you? Have you seen an eagle?
I'm pretty sure I have, but they're can't be sure.
Huge. They have a huge wingspan. Like, gigantic. They look like turkeys when they open their wings.
Big-ass bird.
Big-ass birds, but yeah. America is pretty great.
What's the eagle? What's the eagle from the Muppets, the blue one? Does he have a name, or is it...
He's like a lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The legal eagle?
Oh,
is that his name?
I don't know.
I feel like he's a lawyer. Is he a lawyer?
He looks like one.
Yeah, he's always fucking helping Kermit.
He has a severe eyebrow. Like, his eyebrow is very severe.
Dude,
goes straight across.
What a G. You don't give a fuck about nothing except fucking getting to the bottom of cases.
Yeah, if only we knew that Muppet's name.
I mean, I have my phone right here.
I don't want you to look at it.
I actually have Ninja Gaiden in Google right now.
So the presentation in this story is like one of the big reasons I think it's why it's successful.
Oh, yeah. Was this one of the first games to have cutscenes like that?
I think so, yeah.
Was it the first game?
I don't think it was the first game.
Are you sure?
I think it's one of the first games to use like animated pieces.
Right.
And directed stuff. Because this is like, it's like from a cut from a storyboard where they show you individual scenes and then they like will zoom in at different angles to show like a directorial sense of building drama and a story.
They did a great job.
They did a really good job. Like,
even now, I mean, it holds up.
Like looking back 100%. On it, the other games that I mentioned here, like Mega Man, what story is in Mega Man 1? There's like no story.
You're a robot, you kill the other robots, get their powers, then you kill
Dr. Wily. Or even a game like Castlevania, which. Like, they have they try to make it like cinema. At the very beginning, there's like, it looks like a film strip because they're trying to show you like a movie when you press start. On the bottom and the top, it's cut like a film strip in Castlevania because they want you to think it's a movie. But there's not really any story in that game.
No, no.
And these are like the games of the time.
Even like awesome, awesome games. Legend of Zelda. Legend of Zelda 2. I mean, you could like make up your own story in your head, but it wasn't.
You have to read the instruction manual.
Yeah, those games, gives you all kinds of info. I mean, you find out the names of the bad guys.
Even part two, which was like more advanced, princess is like sleeping or she's dead or something. You walk out, you go to dungeons, kill bosses, go to the next one, kill the boss. What's the story here? You just hopefully she's gonna wake up at the end of this. Who knows?
Yeah,
you really had no idea what was going on. This game told you.
Yeah. This game was...
So when you went to the next level, you're like, I'm on a mission. I'm going to find my dad. Or maybe I won't.
There was like a whole bunch of shit in that story, though.
Like, it got really convoluted.
There's a
part... How could you mess this
there's
up?
A part...
like six sentences in the whole story. and it's like...
No, the sentences aren't bad. I think they're actually translated really well for the time.
for the time, yes. Yeah. But now it's 2018, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, I know what they mean, but...
they intentionally in development they were like, we need to actually do a really good job on the translation because it's so cinematic of a game. In fact, they branded their cutscenes, so they called it Cinema Display. When the interludes, they like TM trademarked it,
man.
And they called it Tecmo Theater as well.
They
were going to be the only ones that have this technology. And,
yeah, they like made it.
Now
so,
look.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck you. Congratulations on your stupid cutscene crap.
I was talking to you. We had a gentleman by the name of Encore on here before when we were talking about, I forget which game we were talking about, but he brought up Dick Tracy, that game that came out, I don't know, probably around that time period. And probably in 1990, actually, but it was probably later released. But he was talking about how he played it for like hours and hours to see the ending. And the ending was just like Dick Tracy at his desk being happy. He was like, I did it.
I guess I can go solve another case.
And he's like so pissed because he's like, there's no ending to this game.
Yeah, but back then, I mean, you're lucky to get that.
Yeah, yeah. So, but with this game, it's like unparalleled at the time.
That's what detective work and law enforcement is truly all about. You know, there's no off days. You've solved the case. You gotta knock your little paper and folder on the table, straighten everything out, put it away, and let's go. Time to go. We got another fucking something stupid going on the other side of town.
But yeah,
so straighten it out.
This game is very much like the presentation is like I can't think of another game besides Ninja Gaiden 2 that does a better job of presenting its story.
Yeah, no, well, obviously for the era, yeah.
Right.
Great job. You know? But it also served a purpose. Like, you want to get to the end of the level to see the next cutscene.
Right.
The end of that level to get to the next one. Like, oh, what's going to happen now? You know, when you're a little kid and you're stupid.
Right.
It's fun. You know?
So this story is about a guy named Ryu Hayabusa who is journeying to the U.S. to avenge his murdered father, supposedly murdered father, whose name is Ken. And the person who banished...
Mind blown.
The person who banished the demon at the initial, like 1,000 years ago when he was first banished, who's the bad guy in this, his name was Shinobi. So,
I'm going to say Ryu.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
how
gonna
I
say Ryu too, moving forward. I know, but I'm going to say it.
I might just be some dumb white dude, but you know.
I like saying Ryu.
Right,
you
know? It makes me feel better. Yeah. So, in Ninja Gaiden, is Ryu's dad white? And blonde?
I don't know, because his name's Ken. Right. No, I don't think he is, because he shows up later on.
He's not blonde.
He's not dead. Spoilers.
Because in Street Fighter, you have Ryu and Ken.
Right.
And Ken's blonde and white.
Right.
And I assume Ryu is, you know, Japanese.
Well, this game isn't made by Capcom, so
He wasn't, always will be a ninja.
I do wonder why they use those specific names, because Ken is like, in Japanese, be probably rare to be a Ken.
Yeah, imagine if you went to Japan.
Where did that translation come from?
Yeah, I don't
know. You see the guy at the convenience store? Ken.
they probably had such a tough time figuring out, they're like, fuck it, just call him Ken. The American people will love it.
But I do remember back in the day when Street Fighter 2 came out after this game, I was always like, and I went back to Ninja Gaiden, I was like, what the fuck? Is there like a crossover here? What's happening? But they're made by two different companies. I don't know why that happened.
Strange coincidence, I
suppose. But strange
coincidences.
The bad guy's name is Jack Hio.
Who's a pain in the mother effing balls.
He's the Demon King.
Yeah.
Did you
get to the end?
I did not. Ah. I got to 6-2, and we'll talk about 6-2. But yeah, so you have to beat like four different bad guys, bosses, who are pretty easy until you get to the guy with the red helmet who throws fireballs at you and is a fucking pain in the balls.
What level is this? Four?
The second to last level, where you're on top of the platform that's on top of the building.
Yeah.
And there's like a pillar that you can jump on, and he tosses just fireballs at you repeatedly.
I don't remember that one being too difficult. But
you just literally, you don't even dodge it. You just keep running up to him and hitting him until hopefully you hit him more than he hits you. That's the strategy that I did. But yeah, so he's a pain in the ass. And then the bad guy, the ultimate bad guy, Jack Hio, whose name is also Jishin, who's the evil spirit who wants to take over the world for some reason.
Shin?
Jack Hio. And his name is Jushin.
Jushin.
Yes. Jushin. Banished to the dark side, and then he possessed the Ninja Gaiden guy's Ryu's dad, and then he becomes. So Ryu's dad is the evil spirit. Actually, it's the twist at the end.
So okay, so we are going with the twist.
Yes, I guess.
So you end up fighting your dad.
Yes.
But it's not Ken.
No, it's just Shen, who's possessing Ken's body.
Boy. So yeah. That's a shame.
And then you beat
him. Why would they take you down that rabbit hole? You beat him, but
do not kill him.
No, and then you'll have to fight the actual evil spirit. But he does sacrifice himself before that.
And while we're on the same page with spoilers and everything.
Yes.
So when you do get right after that point that you just spoke of, and you get to the phase three of the final boss, it has a strong remembrance of a Contra boss. It's very alien-ish. It's like an alien throwing stuff at you that looks like one of the bosses from Contra. I don't know which one, but when I got there and I was like, whoa. I felt like I was playing Contra for a minute.
Yeah.
It's really tough to explain unless you've done it or seen it, but felt like I was playing Contra. Ninja Gaiden Contra.
Good. That's good.
Could think of worse combinations.
Yeah. But there is a strange part where when he's in America, in the story, there's a CIA agent who meets up with him, who's just a random girl, and she shoots him. And then he like pulls him aside and is like, we need you to find the statue. It's like, why didn't you just talk to me? You had to shoot me? So it was just a random shooting happens, and that's like the love interest of this woman.
Spoiler alert, you end up fucking that girl.
Nice. Did you see anything?
No. But you know what happened.
Yeah. The sheets are all ruffled and she's like in a towel the next morning or something.
He like wakes up with her.
Cab money.
So he like walks away with her, but that's the only thing that's implied. There's nothing implied. But he probably
did. Does he hold her hand or her ass or anything?
He kissed her or he says, I think he said straight up, I'm staying because I like you. you know, something like that.
Oh.
Pretty sure. I mean,
he saves her from Zhishen.
I'm sleeping over, baby.
This is happening.
What do you think it's known for, Dan?
Ninjas.
You are correct.
Rick, what do you think this game is like primarily known for?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
When you think of this game,
there's no better answer than ninjas.
I think ninja is a good answer. Right.
What do you think? When you think of this game in your head, what do you think of? What's the first thing you think of?
Breast. Me personally, now.
Yes.
Now that I've been playing it recently, and it's been difficult. It's 6-2. I think about 6-2. It's the worst level that was ever put in any video game.
This game is just known for, and what I think people primarily know it for, is being
difficult.
Difficult, yes. It's very, very hard.
I don't think it was that difficult until I got to 6-2. It was a tough game.
You need to learn a lot. It's about learning patterns.
It's just like, now that I'm a grown man, it's just, you just learn patterns. It's really mathematical. It's actually pretty simple. Till you get to 6-2, and then they just throw the math out the window, and it's like shit coming from all angles.
It is known as primarily, it's known as one of the top 10 hardest NES games. People really? Think that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard, but...
There's games that are like super unbeatable, that are just like so ridiculously hard. I don't think this, I think like I could eventually beat this game.
What was number one on that list?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think of like any Mega Man game, you know?
Yeah, Mega Man games I thought were pretty hard.
As much as his patterns and shit, you know, I fuck them up. Constantly.
I've gotten to
those games though, and I can't recall if Mega Man did it, but Castlevania and Ninja Gaiden. The worst part is when you get hit and you fall back.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you always end up falling back into a hole.
Right.
That's where you die most of the time. I mean, just going, getting hit, and actually dying from getting hit, it does happen, but I would say 80% of the times because you fell down the hole.
Yeah, I think this game derives primarily its difficulty from the fact that when you hit things, you get pushed back,
right?
Which is stupid. But at the same time,
by today's modern standards, in fact, what was that game we talked about? Bloodstained.
Right.
They had an option that you could turn it on.
Really, I didn't see that.
Yeah, where if you get hit by something, you go backwards, and then you had an option to turn it off. That's I played funny. The game with it on.
Yeah.
It was like playing old school Castlevania.
Wow.
And frustrating, but...
I didn't realize that was an option. That game's awesome, though. Curse the Moon.
Good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you gotta, you know, embrace the pain.
Like
getting a tattoo.
The worst thing about the pushback, too, is that a lot of the times you don't know which way you're going to go. So if you're in midair and you hit something, sometimes you want to predict that you're going to go this way or this way because you know you're going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... random which way you go sometimes,
right?
So it's just difficult to deal with. There's one particular part in that game where I deliberately will jump on a guy and then get pushed back one way so that I know I can get around that platform. So like I'll jump on the guy, get a hit, but it pushes me forward, because there's sometimes you can tell if it pushes you forward
then
or not.
Makes you invincible for a split second.
You can climb up a ladder real quick while a bird is trying to fuck you up the ass. Birds.
Damn.
The birds.
Big eagle come knock you down and just mount you.
Yeah. But one thing we were talking about is the infinite continues. That kind of mitigates that difficulty, so you can keep getting into it over and over again. The one thing I will say, though, any boss, not just the last boss, but any boss, if you die, you don't go back to the previous part of the level. You go back to the beginning of the level. So, yes. It's terrible. 6-2?
No, when you get to the boss of end of 6.
Yeah.
When you die, you go back to 6-1.
Right. All of those levels are like that though. So not even 6-2, it's all of them. Mm-hmm. And that was originally when they put that in the game, it was a glitch. And they left it in the game because they're like, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Kind of funny because Zelda 2 did the complete opposite. If you died in a dungeon, like dungeon 3, you'd go back to the palace where the prince was sleeping, and you'd have to find your way all the way back to 3, go through the palace, and get back to the boss.
Sucks.
Except when you got to the eighth palace.
Yeah.
Once you made it there, if you died inside the palace, it would bring you back to the beginning of the palace.
Oh. Fuck that game. Fuck it. No. I'm scared to play that game.
Yeah. I'm thinking about playing it again. That was a great game.
But I can't even put it in my system. Tough game.
Why can't you put Zelda 2 in your system?
Gives me anxiety.
I have never beaten Zelda 2. I've beaten a lot of the Zeldas. I think the only ones I haven't beaten are 2 and Majora's Mask.
I've tried Majora's Mask so many times. Got close, but...
It's not a good game. People really like that game. I don't like it.
It's different.
Yeah.
And it's still good, but...
Have you played Majora's Mask?
Yeah, when I was, in middle school.
How many N64 games do you have? Do you know the count?
62.
Wow, I'm catching up to you.
Ocarina of Time?
What's up?
Did you play Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, I remember... I think my favorite part of that was fishing.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
absolutely.
Was fun.
I'm not one for the whimsical drama of Zelda. So
what are you one for ninjas?
I enjoy ninjas. I enjoy fighting. I enjoy
and that's what
sports
this
games.
Do you know? So I forgot about this to mention this earlier, but do you know what Gaiden means in Japanese?
Guardian.
No.
No.
It means side story. So this is just like, they were like, we like the name. It doesn't make any sense, but we like the name.
Ninja Gaiden.
So like, there was, I think there's a Fire Emblem Gaiden game, for example, and it's just a Fire Emblem like side story from the main story.
I see.
So that's typically what it's used for. But because this game used it, they were like, we like the name the way this sounds. It sounds badass. People in America love ninjas right now. Japanese shit is flying off the shelves. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make Ninja Gaiden. So
I wonder what was the spark. What started all this ninja shit?
I think it was Ninja Turtles.
I think it was Ninja Turtles too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Was there a ninja craze in Japan?
No.
So no, they were like, how was this game? Yeah, they're probably racist bastards.
Yeah. We are not those ninjas.
How did this game sell in Japan?
I think pretty well, but I think
it did do well.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just based on the mechanics.
Well, like, ninjas are known in Japan because it's part of their culture thing. So
are there actually ninjas in the world right now?
Maybe.
Oh god,
like,
yeah.
Someone's gonna jump through this window.
Yeah. Dude.
Give me all your money.
Absolutely. They can come and, throw a little star across the room and turn the light out and then fucking kick the shit out of you in the dark.
I do wonder.
And everything is exactly the way it was when they left. They just came to kick your ass and leave.
It's so bad. It's so bad that it's asking the hard-hitting questions. Are there ninjas out there in the world today? There probably are.
If you're a ninja, please email us.
Yeah. It's so bad pod@gmail.com. Please email us. Follow us on Twitter @itssobadpod. You can add us and say, we want to know. We want to know if there's ninjas out there. But yes, let's talk about these fucking birds for a second.
We already talked about the birds.
Some of the birds, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure some of the birds like they all had a pattern to a certain extent. But one of the patterns was like, hit you, bounces off you. Yeah. And I'm like, this sucks.
The white bird is terrible.
Right. It's not like I'm going to hit you and then like fly back in the air and give you a moment to recuperate. It's like, no, you're fucked now, boy.
And I hate, there's some guys when you get hit by them, they just kind of stay over you. And it's hard for you to get up far enough to hit them with a sword.
Yeah.
Because you need to be like a set back from them to hit them with the sword. They can't be right on top of you to hit them with the sword. It's stupid. Yeah. Fucking game. Yeah, fucking game.
And I had a problem playing it recently, last week or two. I don't remember having this problem when I was younger, but your special attack that you get when, and it's up and B, right?
Yeah.
To make it, first of all, that's a difficult combination to use on that controller because you might hit A, you might jump, who knows what's going to happen.
Right.
But the other problem was I playing it now is you'd get like a weapon, but like, oh no, this one you need five to use. Five whatever.
It's
and I would never have enough. Wait, have enough for like one use and like, okay, you have it, but you can never use it again.
It is known as spiritual strength. You need spiritual strength. Yes. It's not hearts. It's not power. Like, it's known as spiritual strength.
I never had a large abundance of spiritual strength.
Yes.
But you got a lot of heart.
So, yeah, so there was like some areas where...
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, do you have that similar problem?
There's some areas where you're like, I need to use this weapon in order to progress. I think level two is like, you get items that you need to use to in this particular order in order to progress. Because they give you like the spin jump that makes you kill things in the air. And then they give you the fire shield. So, and they've given you an order of things to use.
So the one that when you jump in the air,
yes,
you have like knives coming out of you.
Yeah.
I think it was called a spin jump, right?
I think so.
That one was like complicated to use though.
No, it wasn't. All you do is jump and then you hit it again and it does it.
Oh, you didn't have to press up and B at the same time?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you had to jump years press up alive. And B while you're jumping and moving. I'm like, wasn't working out too well for me, but okay.
I mean, there's that. There's throwing stars. There's the boomerang throwing stars that happen. There's the fireball shields. There's the fireball tornado that goes up in the air. And there's a midair jump slash, I think, something like that. So that happens. This game... We can talk about the 6-2, though. So the levels go, there's like, it's like Super Mario Brothers where it goes 1-2, and I think then there's the boss after 2. So it's 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, 2-2, etc. 6-2 is like, they're just like, fuck you in the ass stuff.
Nice fisting?
Yeah, nice fisting up the butt. Nice. They want to give it to you the pain. So before that, in 6-1, I thought was pretty hard. But there's like ninjas with rockets on that throw throwing stars at you.
See, that's not ninja. That's, you know, that's Yakuza stuff. Ninjas wouldn't, you know, let's throw a rocket pack on and do ninja shit.
Yeah, there's definitely orange rocket ninjas with stars that come out.
An orange? A ninja wearing orange? Yeah,
so 6-2 has, and I don't know if you can confirm or deny it, but I think it has five like...
screens.
Screens, right? Was that the first screen? The rockets with the throwing stars?
No, that's in 6-1. That's the first screen of 6-1.
Are you sure? No. I think that's the first screen of 6-2.
Maybe it is. I've only got a 6-2 like 3 or 4 times. I got 6-2.
Yeah, so 6-2, you so you get the first, that's the first like FU is they come at you with a rocket, so if you hit them you get fucked up. But they're also throwing stars at you. But there's also two of them coming at you at the same time.
There's like five. There's like two coming from one side and one coming from the other side. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
What I found worked best is you got to take a hit. Once you're invisible, just go and hopefully you don't get hit again.
I could kill them pretty quickly, but it takes like precision to get up and jump up and kill them. And then halfway through that part is you get a spin jump. So if you have hearts, you can spin jump and keep spin jumping every time. Because even at the end of that part...
But the problem is... You never have enough hearts.
No.
I mean, at least I didn't.
Yeah. So at the end of that part, though, they do this thing that they do a whole bunch in that game, which is you get to the end of the platform, and there's a... If you get to the very end and you stop, you'll see a guy where you're going to land. But if you just run and jump, you're never going to see the guy because it just comes in right at the very edge of the other platform. So you have to, like, learn not to run and then jump because they're going to just die because there's a guy that's going to... knock you off the platform on the other end, or there's gonna be a bat that jumps in your way. So the rocket area fucking sucks. That's the first part.
That's the first part.
The second part, which everybody dies at 6-2, is the I think, is there two birds like really in quick succession, and then there's a guy that with the throwing crosses at you at the same time.
Like a bat in there too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's you're getting really fucked.
But yeah, so that is very difficult. 6-2. How long did it take you to... I never beat it. That part.
How long did it take me? Took me a while. I mean, probably a couple hours.
To beat the just that level.
Yeah.
And you use save states, right?
I was trying it for a long time before. Once I started using save states, I that's how I was able to beat it.
Right.
Without the save states, I wasn't
cheating. That's cheating. I think that's cheating.
It's technology. Technology has just moved in a different direction. That's all.
No, but seriously, you play the way you want to play. But if you want to play,
it's back in the day, because that level was so hard, and there was definitely a 6-3. I think there was a 6-4 too before the boss.
Yeah,
and those levels were like cakewalks after that level. Like, didn't they play test this and be like, maybe we should put this one? Because you could obviously move the screens very easily.
Right.
Shouldn't we put this one at 6-4? Because it was brutal.
Yeah, it was really hard. The one good thing about that, though, is that if you beat a boss, there's 3 stages to the final boss. Mm-hmm. And if you beat one phase of it,
right,
and then you start went
and
back.
And then you come back.
It starts on the second phase. Right. So that was nice, I guess. But it's in the Japanese version, though. I was reading, if you die on the boss, you start at the last part of that stage.
Right, which would have been nice.
Yeah, because they always fucked Americans back in the day.
Right.
And they did that because of rentals, primarily. Because rentals were illegal in Japan.
Yeah.
So they didn't want you to beat it. They want to make it longer.
Motherfuckers.
So, like, after a...
Always after a buck.
Because, like, everybody, it's, like, common knowledge, I think, that the Super Mario Brothers 2 in Japan never came out here because
right.
they considered it was too hard.
Yeah.
After that, they were just like, fuck everything. All right, so one thing I did want to ask you guys is, so we've been doing this recently. I don't know if I've done it with you, Dan, but we ask the question, do you want to play this game? Do you want to play this game? Do you think people should... do you think people should play this game?
I think the... Yeah, why not, you know? Like, I definitely...
What are you going to lose, right?
All right. I mean, it's not a life or death situation.
Do you think people should beat this game?
Should beat this game?
Yes.
Absolutely not. I mean, if you just have an abundance of fucking free time, by all means, give it a shot. But, you know, I couldn't imagine dedicating fucking so much time in my life to some stupid fucking game.
Rick, do you think you should play or beat this game?
Definitely play.
Okay.
I mean, beat. I mean, I like when you beat a game and you feel accomplished, even though it's just a stupid game.
Right.
It's something about it. It makes me feel really good, and that's what happens with
the
this
harder
game.
The challenge, the greater the feeling you get.
You beat it?
I beat it with...
save states.
With save states. Still beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
I really got
as long as you got that feeling, you know.
Yeah, that's... as long as you felt that feeling, then you feel.
I did.
Yeah, well, actually, so
fucking
yeah,
right.
You get that switch. Like endorphin rush of like winning a game.
You stand up, put your hand on your hips, and just go.
I think I beat it when I was much younger, but I'm like looking back and like there's no effing way I could have beat this game as a 7-year-old kid.
So
unless. I was using Game Genie, probably was using Game Genie. I'm pretty sure I beat it back in the day with Game Genie.
This is with the Game Genie, it doesn't really change much because you get so many continues, and I think the only Game Genie code that's included is that helps you is infinite lives. There's no like invincibility code.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So.
How sure are you?
Yeah.
I'm like pretty sure because of the research.
If this game had any Game Genie codes, it would be invincibility.
No, they have infinite lives. There's a level select.
Infinite lives? You get infinite lives anyways.
Yes. So I think, like, I don't think if you beat it with Game Genie, I don't think it would do much.
I think you should have wasn't a code in Game Genie for you.
Less
when you hit something, you don't bounce backwards.
Oh, maybe. I don't think so. But I did cursory research on this.
Or there's probably a code for a certain special power.
Right.
That you had could use.
Infinitely, oh, maybe. That would definitely help.
Like the
help.
Star, you know?
Right.
I like the star we can throw and you just jump over it and it just keeps going and going until it touches you.
It's nice.
It's fun.
But yeah.
I used to have a throwing star. My dad took it away.
What did you use it for?
In a wall down in the basement, and he's like, "What the fuck is this?"
What kind of basement was it?
Just drywall.
Did you buy it?
It was drywall. Was it concrete?
Oh yeah, no, it was drywall.
Did you buy it at Hampton Beach?
No, I actually shit. Where the hell did I get it? Oh no, I know where I got it. I got it from up at Good Times.
Good Times.
In New Hampshire.
Rest in peace.
Oh, Good Times in New Hampshire?
No, not the Somerville Good Times.
Oh,
but
there's come on,
the
man.
Good Times, like, Bong Emporium up in, up in Salem, New Hampshire.
There's one of those in Burlington, Vermont, too.
There's a shitload of those stores.
They had, like, knives and all kinds of good shit like that. Yeah. But this is like...
Hey, we're going to open up a store, Mr. Bank, and I need all the money. Listen, it's going to have bongs, knives, and vape shit in it. Anything you want.
We're going to have ninja stars in there and
you can buy
bongs.
A mace. You can get a gun.
America. America. That's the stores that you get here. What were we talking about?
The bong shop in Salem.
Oh, ninja stars.
Ninja stars, yes.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I got experience with drywall at a young age. Spackle, rather.
Spackle.
Yeah.
Nice. Never did that. I think I had a butterfly knife from Hampton Beach, because that's what you get up there.
Yep.
So, and throwing stars.
Yeah, nothing wrong with illegal, you know, ninja stuff.
Where does this game fit on our list of games?
Let's see.
It doesn't belong in the top ten.
No.
What?
No. So.
Oh, yo.
So wait. I'm not gonna say no. I'm gonna say.
It's weird because is it better than or? Yeah, it's probably better than the Contra Hardcores.
Oh yes, I think so.
I would say better than Mortal Kombat. Maybe.
No way.
Hotline Miami.
All I've heard is how great Hotline Miami is from the two of you. So
it is good.
Right. I don't think it goes above Mortal Kombat. I think it goes below Contra Hardcore.
Below?
Yes, but not above Mortal Kombat. Because in this list too. So the way this list works, the way we're doing this list is it's based upon contemporarily how important this game was, what its influence was after the fact. In the same time period, how its controls were, how its gameplay was, how its story was, influence is a big thing on this list.
They remade this game for Super Nintendo, right?
Yeah, they made Ninja Gaiden Trilogy. To get remade? I think so. Yeah, I think it's kinda weird, right up there.
I was watching on YouTube. I'm like, well, the graphics look like bumped up.
I guess that port isn't very good either. People don't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard of it before.
So they re-released the Ninja Gaiden Trilogy on Super Nintendo. It's one of the most expensive games on Super Nintendo now.
Well.
It's like 150, $200 to buy it. So, right now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude, Super Nintendo games are fucking out of control, the price.
What about Link to the Past? Is that easy to get now?
It's easy to get. It's expensive. It's like 30 or 40.
Back in like the late 90s, I got a Nintendo 64 and, you know, played the fuck out of it. Loved Zelda. Never played Link to the Past. Never had a Super Nintendo until like 99, 2000. I tried to find that game before eBay and the internet and stuff. You couldn't find that game anywhere. And if you could find it, it was super expensive.
It's also like on eBay, there's like a million listings now. So it's not...
Hey, it's a different world now, yeah.
It's not that expensive to buy that game. It's like, I think, again, $30, $40. Same thing with Super Metroid, because that game had... A lot of people bought that game. The really expensive game, though, for Super Nintendo is Earthbound. Is like the most notorious one. It's like $100 to $150 to buy that game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
You play that game?
No, I couldn't give a shit. Yeah.
You're not an RPG guy.
No, I'm a crash and bang kind of guy. You know, enough of this.
I can see that.
Yeah, I
No foo-foo RPGs?
No, none of this fucking namby-pamby story. Ooh, I'm saving the princess. You know, wee, wee. Ooh, I'm going to talk to this gnome, get some information, and then fucking, well, ooh, yeah, now I know what I'm doing. I have some potion, too. Wee. You know, who gives a shit?
You're not that guy.
I like Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
That's the fucking... Also a great game.
Road Rash 64.
You,
boom.
Here's the thing. I mean, you could like both.
I could, but I don't. That's yeah, just the clearly. Sad the sad state clearly. Of affairs.
Yeah, I mean, I like pretty much, I think, every type of game. There's not a type of game that I don't really like. I like text adventures, that type of stuff, like story
I've actually
games.
Lost a ton. Like, I have like zero interest for sports games now.
No interest for sports games. Yeah. Me neither.
What? Yeah. Not even Gretzky?
Oh, well, no.
No, old sports games.
Oh, Blades yeah, yeah. of Steel, Gretzky.
But, like, NHL 18,
but like the next
I'm like,
Madden, I'm not like, I'm picking that up. Yeah, fucking August 25th, no I don't play the
way.
Fuck out of it.
No, no fucking way.
Like, I've actually... Dude, I played those games when they got to their peak, and I'm like, yeah, maybe they've gotten a little better, but...
Yeah, they're not that
the
great.
The last 15, 20 years, it's the same game over and over. It's right. amazing. People still buy it.
Yeah, oh, Gronk got traded, so I got to buy the new game, and he's going to be playing over here now.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They just update the roster. It's dumb.
Because exactly. It's all online. Because
Electronic
didn't get moved.
Because EA doesn't care about making a better game. They just want to make tons of money.
Which they do.
Yes. So that game really, people who are hardcore to that game will be like, oh yeah, it's changed a ton. But since like 2000, since the PS2, that game, NFL especially, has not changed one bit. No.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, what more can you do? It's you're,
right. Well, they just add new plays. You know, like that's the big update. You know,
and they have, I think the AI is better and they like craft it around real guys and they
you
make.
You see guys' teeth come out when they
yeah,
get smashed.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's. Yeah, whatever. But anyways, let's talk about this ranking here.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden.
So let's do
number
this.
Number 11
do you think,
or 12 or 13.
So below Contra, I think above Mortal Kombat.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. This Cuphead at number 4, this is a big problem with the list. Big problem. Like, and I played it and I loved it, but I don't even think it deserves to be on this list. And it's number 4?
Yeah. Well, every game's going to be on this list, so we're going to have every game.
Well, maybe yeah, but, we should just sacrifice everything below Cuphead
but,
and just start voting no. everything. Right?
But like Ninja Gaiden, I would put above Cuphead. It was way more influential. It was a huge game back then.
But I would put...
Cuphead is a great 2D game.
But I think Mortal Kombat... I think... So Cuphead's a great 2D game. That's why it's so high. I would say that we should probably reevaluate that in the near future, but...
Yeah, let's get off the list.
There's... I think that this game is not as influential as Mortal Kombat. I don't think it's a necessarily...
Oh, this game? No.
I don't think it's necessarily a better game as Mortal Kombat, to be honest with you.
Influential-wise?
No, just a gameplay-wise. I think this game's a better game.
Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then, dude, now you're getting into nut-cutting time when you have, you know, which game is more influential? Which one did you play more? Which one, you know, there's all kinds of different aspects that make it a different game. Like Final Fantasy being, you know, above Mortal Kombat, that's kind of 50-50. It depends where you were, what you played, what you liked.
I think this game goes... where do you think this game goes? You tell me exactly where you think it goes. Because I don't want to put that out there first. And then we can
pretend Cuphead's not on the list.
I think it's better than... Cuphead. And I think it's better than River City Ransom. And then I also think it's better than Contra Hard Chords. The other games are iffy, but definitely those ones I just stated, it's better than.
I think.
So which makes
I don't
it
know.
Difficult.
I like Final Fantasy VI better than this game, and
oh,
I think.
No, I do too. Yeah, I didn't name that game.
Okay. Where do you think it goes? So where's the spot, Rick?
You'd have to move those.
Where does it fit right today?
9.
You think it fits a 9? So you're gonna push. Push WWF No Mercy down one spot.
To number 10.
Okay.
That would be one.
So it would go
it's
after...
It's no longer 9.
Where do you think it goes? Do you think it goes at 13, at 11?
To, you know, in my, you know, novice video game brain, I would take Cuphead off the fucking list.
Thank you.
And ignore Cuphead for right now, sir.
All
right,
well...
No one here likes
but
Cuphead.
Everything on,
how did that game get to number 4?
I don't know if... I don't even know if I like Cuphead. It, to me, it sounds stupid.
It's a great game. It is. It's fun. But, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's been done.
It's been done. But, yeah, I mean, it belongs in the fucking 11-10-9 neighborhood, somewhere fucking down there. But...
All right. Do you want to put it at... So we're going to... Do you want to put it where... Okay, so do you want to put it before or after WF No Mercy? Because we'll
put... It would be after that.
Okay. So we're going to put it at number 9, or number 10. After WWF No Mercy, but before Contra Hardcore. So this is where Ninja Gaiden is going to go on this list.
So Contra's going to go by?
No, it's not a top 10 list.
Okay.
It's a top whatever list.
Okay. So where's the rest?
Explain this at the top of the show, Rick.
Where's the rest of them then, if it's not a top 10?
Thank you, Dan. Every episode we add a new...
So is this the 11th episode?
Yes, it's the 11th episode.
See, I'm so stupid. You should have told us that. I'm so stupid.
I said it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, but dude, you said this
is episode 11.
Yeah, you didn't say this. You said this is the 13th
episode.
I'm smacking my head right now
just for everybody.
You said this is the 13th episode. It is. So me being me, I'm like, I totally forgot about the Switch catalog episode. You know, I don't fucking know. So I'm expecting that there's two up there we're not talking about.
We have a board here at It's So Bad headquarters where we put up the top list, and that's what we're talking about. It only has 10 games on there, and this is the 11th episode. So great job, guys.
All right. It's the 13th episode, but the 11th episode we're ranking again.
Yes.
Great. I get it. Now everything's been established. And it's clear to us dumbass.
All right, so we'll put Ninja Gaiden at 10.
Yes.
And Contra is going to 11.
Yes.
Oh, phew.
So this is
the job.
I think we need to, in the near future, not right now, maybe later.
Reevaluate Cuphead.
Mm-hmm.
The whole list.
Yes, yeah.
Definitely Cuphead.
That is in the plans. Yeah, so my plan is for the when we get 25 games up there, I'm gonna reevaluate it.
But what about River City Ransom too? Are we considering listener feedback?
Of course, if people want to email us at itsobadpod@gmail.com,
why
can
is River City
us.
Ransom so high on the list?
I think it's
him and Jakeem were stoned and they
the
decided.
The problem with that game is that game. I agree, it's a great game. Love playing it. It's fun. The problem with that game is if you went up to an average person and be like, hey, remember River City Ransom? Great game, right? They'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But every other game on that list, Metroid, GoldenEye, Zelda, Final Fantasy, Mortal Kombat, you could go to the random person and be like, hey, did you play that game? They're like, yeah, I played it.
This is a great argument to bring up when we
River
do that
City
episode.
Ransom. Did you play River City Ransom?
I have no idea.
You don't even know what it is, right?
I don't even know what
it is. There you go.
Is it for Atari?
No, it's a Nintendo Entertainment System game.
Mess.
What am I thinking? Oh, I'm thinking River Raid.
You are thinking that's a good game. We should just imagine doing an episode on Atari games. You'd have to pick like three or four of them.
Dude,
that's my
way Pitfall, too boring. Dude. Pitfall is not boring, dude. That gets the fucking crowd
fucking
going.
Boring.
You can pass that thing around with 10 people, dude, and people are going to be, they're going to be hanging on every alligator bite. Yeah, maybe not your crew. My crew would.
It seems like it would get really old really fast.
There's some good games on there, though.
I'm not saying you do it every fucking weekend.
I really love, have you played Kaboom?
Kaboom.
It's a guy, there's a thief who drops bombs on you, and you have to catch him in a paddle with a paddle controller. Paddle controller games on Atari are really good.
Circus Atari?
Yeah.
That's a fucking hootenanny.
What's a paddle controller?
It's the dial. It has a dial as opposed to the joystick.
Fuck me. I'm going to get mine out.
I found at Salvation Army a boxed paddle controller, so they work really well. Like new boxed Atari paddle controllers. And they had the number pad they had for Atari. So they had like a 1, 2, 3, 4. They had a boxed copy of that too. I have a boxed copy of those things.
I have the tourney ones.
Yeah.
That we were just talking about. You had a better name than tourney one. And I have the fucking joystick with the button.
This is the one button.
Yeah, one button.
We should do an episode on Jaguar. Remember the Atari Jaguar?
Yeah, but what will we talk about? Nobody has an Atari Jaguar.
I bought a Jaguar.
I played it.
You played it? Where'd you play it?
One of my friends had it.
No.
had Alien vs. Predator. Yeah. It was actually really good. I think it might have been the only good game on that system.
Yeah, I think so too.
But it was really good. It was fun.
I saw... I have... At a random flea, I saw a guy had Jaguar games at a random stall. And I was like...
Were they cartridge?
Yeah, the cartridge games. Wasn't CD, right? No, because they had a CD add-on.
That was a 64-bit 3 years before... The N64.
Supposedly. But I saw...
Have you seen the fucking commercial, Mike?
Do the math. That was the advert campaign.
Genesis done!
But they had the... I saw at a flea market, just randomly, Jaguar games once. And I didn't buy them, because I was like, fuck Jaguar. I was like, I had them in my hand, and I was like, one? I should buy this.
Do you have one?
It was Cybermorph. It was the...
Do you have a...
All right, so we are officially adding this game to the list. We are adding
established the this true game. Magnitude of the list.
And it's at number 10, Ninja Gaiden, on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I think
system.
We should put Ninja Gaiden as 9, leave Contra Hardcores, move everything up, and just boot Cuphead.
Put Cuphead at 99 and leave it there.
All right, so just to get by a little bit, thank you, Mr. Dos Chiquini Jr. for the music here. Yes. Thank you guys for joining me today on this podcast. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at... Rick, do you know what the Twitter is? He's shaking his head no.
It's so bad dot pod. No, that's the email.
It's so bad pod. It's at it's so bad pod. It's so bad pod on Twitter. Also, it's so bad
no
pod.
Apostrophe.
I don't have a Twitter.
At gmail.com.
I have a Twitter and I use it just for like talking shit to people. Like when LeBron does something, I, you know, send him a tweet and like, fuck you, man.
Great job. Yeah. So, and you can also subscribe to us if you... You probably don't want to subscribe to us, but it's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on the Spotify. You can find us everywhere, pretty much. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back.